This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, June 22nd, and today's pod is the best one yet. Best we've ever done.
TBOY.
TBOY.
Now, he's a 9, but he thinks guac's included.
He's a 7, but he just raised interest rates.
He's a 4, but he listens to the best one yet.
Sounds like a keeper. Jack, what's our first story?
Kellogg, the Sultan of cereal, is splitting up into 3 different companies.
Because get this, Yeti, snacks are eating the entire food industry.
For our second story, Instagram just made a huge change to your feed. It'll now look and feel exactly like TikTok.
Jack, hath we just seen the ultimate zucking?
It doth have been proclaimed.
Yes, it hath.
For our third and final story, Chanel just opened up a store so exclusive, you can't get in without a ticket.
The new era of VIP is VVIP.
But Yetis, besties, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Honestly, the perfect mix for a Wednesday, Jack.
Last week, we informed you that Coca-Cola sales have been slowing for quite a while.
But wait, Jack and I, we got your back. There is hope.
A new healthy Coke has gone viral.
But one problem with the new healthy Coke.
Healthy Coke isn't owned at all by Coca-Cola.
No, Healthy Coke, it is a TikTok trend with 7 million views that has nothing to do with the real Coca-Cola company.
I've tried it. There's only 2 ingredients for Healthy Coke now.
So Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. It's one part seltzer, one part balsamic vinegar.
But there's one other part required, Nick, and that is imagination.
You have to believe in Healthy Coke for it to exist.
Because Healthy Coke, it makes you smell like a tossed salad afterwards.
Yeah, we tried it visually. This looks like it's straight out of a classic Coca-Cola factory. That's good.
Yeah, I'll take a Healthy Coke really light on the balsamic vinegar, please.
Taste-wise, it's like a kombucha mated with a root beer out in the wild.
Now, a TikTok influencer named Mandy Jones is credited with first posting the now viral Healthy Coca-Cola recipe.
And now Healthy Coke has more views on TikTok than Coca-Cola the company does.
But Mandy Jones got the idea and the recipe from her Pilates instructor.
Because nothing is more LA than a Healthy Coke recipe.
Now, Nick and I tried it. You can make it at home. It's pretty easy.
Straightforward.
It tastes better to your brain than it does to your tongue.
Like, Jack, I'm not consuming aspartame, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, but your taste buds kind of wish you were consuming aspartame.
Yeah, so Yetis, hold the LaCroix. Give it a try. Let us know what you think at T-Boy Pod.
Is Healthy Coke the best one yet?
Or is it a Noca-Cola?
Let's hit our 3 stars.
Let's hit it.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that.
that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Kellogg Corp is breaking itself up and it's disowning cereal.
Because executives just want the snacks. And cereal ain't no snack.
All right, Jack. I'm no English major, but I believe it was Robert Frost who said, "What is Kellogg without cornflakes?"
Highly doubtful, okay. The accreditation of that quote.
We'll fact check
but
it tomorrow.
John and William Kellogg, this one's fully vetted. They invented the cornflake, cereal back in 1894, Michigan.
That same year, those brothers, the Kellogg brothers, co-founded what would become the Kellogg Cereal Company.
One of the Kellogg brothers was a medical doctor, and the other was a religious man.
And both were hungry.
So it makes sense that their company convinced Americans it was medically sound to religiously eat sugar cereal every morning.
I mean, Jack, I gotta have my pops.
Yeah, this company, Kellogg, is behind Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Frosted Mini Wheats, Rice Krispie Treats, Apple Jacks.
They made you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Jack.
Wait, I don't think they did.
Can I get a Cookie Crisp? Can I get a Cookie Crisp?
It was General Mills, but Cookie Crisp.
So, Yetis, you may not love Raisin Bran, but Kellogg, they loved cereal.
But after 128 years of overparenting, Kellogg just announced they're disowning cereal.
Sit down, stand up, and sit back down again. Kellogg's identity. Kellogg's just said that cereal is not part of their own balanced breakfast anymore.
This is like Voldemort disowning evil.
Okay, I was curious where you were going with that. The Kellogg Company, in the meantime, is literally spinning off its two underperforming businesses, and one of those underperforming businesses is cereal.
That's right. Soon, the North American cereal business of Kellogg and the plant-based meat business of Kellogg will become separate publicly traded companies not called Kellogg.
Okay, so Jack, what's going to remain when we've just got a new Kellogg with two other Kelloggs?
This core Kellogg business, which isn't going to have cereal.
Yetis, Jack and I are looking at this. It's actually kind of a cruel situation.
Here's the cruel part. The new smaller cereal company, which is going to be set off on its own, it doesn't even have the rights to use the Kellogg name brand.
Get this. The new Kellogg cereal company will have to license the name Kellogg from their old parent company, which just disowned it.
It's like getting kicked out of the house and then still having to ask your dad if you can like grab something from the fridge every day.
It's like getting kicked out of the house and then your dad saying, "You can't use my last name anymore, Jack."
But you must for your business, so you have to pay him every day to use it.
Now, Kellogg says it's time to separate. It just doesn't make financial sense to live under one roof with all these different food businesses.
Nick and I looked at it. Kellogg's stock is actually up this year and rose even more on news that Kellogg is getting rid of cereal.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddy Tony the Tiger over at Kellogg?
It's a Mugatu moment. Snacks? So hot right now.
Is it Mugatu or I guess is it Hansel?
Hansel, so hot right now.
Yeti's dirty secret about Kellogg. Turns out Kellogg wasn't even a cereal company anymore. 80% of Kellogg's business is actually now snacks.
And yesterday, Kellogg's explained why they're getting rid of the other 20% of their business, which is cereal.
It's pretty simple. Snacks are the fastest growing segment in food, and that's what they want to focus on.
80% of their business is Cheez-Its, Pringles, Nutri-Grain bars, RX bars, Pop-Tarts, and other snacks.
Jack, I still got a maple RX bar stuck in my molar from the other day. It's a chewy treat.
And thanks to a recent combination of nostalgia, indulgence, and people being on the go, snacks are selling big.
In fact, get this, Kellogg's snack news from yesterday wasn't even the biggest snack news yesterday, Jack. What was it?
Oreo's owner Mondelez just acquired Clif Bar for $2.9 billion.
Clif Bar, like the first protein bar you tried 12 years ago and you didn't know what it was with all those seeds.
And 2 years before that, the candy giant Mars, which has M&Ms, they bought Kind Bar for $5 billion.
The one with the chocolate on top and like a bunch of the cashews.
Your wallet is getting pinched by inflation right now, but snacks? They are getting pinched.
In fact, this new trend hit a whole new level yesterday.
Snacks, so hot right now.
For our second story, we have a warning for you. The ultimate zucking is afoot.
Facebook's apps are knocking off TikTok entirely.
The brilliance of TikTok was replacing Friends
with recommendations.
Yetis, 1 week ago, The Verge reported that Facebook was changing its algorithm to take on TikTok.
Yeah, Facebook has honestly just copied so many features. Jack, we could do like a deep dive pod convention over at South by Southwest about this for 6 hours.
Instagram stories, Instagram reels, Facebook groups, Facebook gaming, Facebook marketplace, Facebook dating.
Zucking here, zucking there. Could be a Dr. Seuss everywhere.
All those Facebook features were innovations of other companies. And Facebook copied them.
Yeah, but this situation, Jack and I have just noticed, this is more than your standard zucking.
Facebook is changing what is core to Facebook.
Your friends.
Facebook is getting rid of your friends.
Besties, your feed will no longer be populated by friends you follow. Instead, it'll be populated by randos going viral.
We saw it firsthand on our T-Boy Pod Instagram account this past weekend.
Okay, this is where things got, can we say personal, Jack?
Sure.
Because it got personal. All right, T-Boy Pod, at T-Boy Pod. That is our business account for this podcast. We got 5,000 followers. You should come join us. But we only follow two people.
That's right. We only have two follows. We follow T-Boy Jack, which is me, and Nick of New York, which is Nick.
Yeah, this is Nick, this is Jack, and so we follow those two people.
And since we only have two follows on Instagram, the main feed when we log in from our T-Boy Pod account, the main feed is super stale and super boring.
Because it's literally just whatever the last thing Jack or I posted was, that's the feed.
And we don't post that often.
No.
So yeah, it's a really boring feed.
But then last Sunday, things changed for at T-Boy Pod.
Our main Instagram account, when we log in, went completely berserk.
Yeah.
Our main feed became TikTok.
Totally random posts, random accounts, all Reels videos, all of them suggested. We're watching people do this, that, 20 seconds off and on. It is freaky.
I'm used to seeing a picture of my puppy and Nick's like cake that he just baked. Instead, I'm seeing like some flight attendant like doing some dance while piloting an airplane.
This is literally how we got the idea to do an intro on the healthy Coke story.
It didn't matter that our account only has two follows. Our algorithm made our feed go nuts with dance and travel videos and the other stuff you see on TikTok.
Our Instagram was videos, not posts, and it was begging for us to swipe up TikTok style.
It was reported last week by The Verge that Facebook was zucking TikTok.
Yeah, well, we just experienced it in real life. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Facebook?
Facebook invented the social feed. TikTok redefined it.
Yetis, the most innovative thing Facebook has ever created? It was Facebook in 2004.
It was almost 20 years ago. It was Zuck's idea from the dorm room, a social feed filled with things that your friends post.
But here's the problem. Facebook is slowing down in developed markets.
Facebook is dying, and even the Instagram feed that Facebook acquired, even that is shrinking because of TikTok.
And a key reason for this? TikTok redefined the social feed with their For You tab.
The For You tab. The For You tab on TikTok doesn't care who you follow or who your friends are whatsoever.
TikTok redefined the social feed to be about virality, not about your friends.
And that app, TikTok, it's the most downloaded app. What is it, 3 years running now?
At least, let's round it.
It's clear that the world prefers TikTok's version of social media, not Facebook's friend-centric one.
So Facebook is doing what Zuck does best, copying TikTok entirely.
It's the ultimate Zucking. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I got into the news business with our previous company, Markets Now.
Our goal was basically to democratize financial news for our generation.
Cut the jargon, talk about the profit puppy.
So when we first connected with Robinhood, there was a chemistry there.
We were doing for financial news what Robinhood was doing for the financial system.
Robinhood was democratizing finance for all, and it started by eliminating trading commissions and building a beautiful app.
Remember, we had the same color green, so...
The green was destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
So we sold Market Snacks to Robinhood, and we launched Robinhood Snacks.
The equivalent of proposing getting married and building a family together in just 3 years.
Much more to come on why we're thrilled that Robinhood is our exclusive sponsor.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
For our third and final story for the four-day week, Chanel is enjoying record luxury VIP sales, but there is growing concern about a recession.
So here's Chanel's plan.
All right.
The VIP. VVIP.
VVIP. Very, very important. Yetis, you already know that prices are up. Jack, the price of everything's up. Except for this pod, the prices of everything are up.
True. The price of this pod's still free. But the price of the most expensive things, that's up the most of all.
I mean, can you talk to us about Chanel handbags, please? Whip it up on the whiteboard.
A Chanel handbag, which, full disclosure, I've never touched. They're up 71% in price since before the pandemic.
Well, now I feel awkward that I have touched one, but in the meantime, Chanel handbags have passed $10,000 in some cases.
A maxi flat bag with a lambskin crossbody strap was $6,000 before the pandemic. Now it'll cost you $11,000.
But here's the best part, Yetis. All of that hasn't stopped people from buying them.
Chanel sales are up 50% during the pandemic and profits have tripled.
Like Jack, our old business school professors used to say, there is a willingness to pay.
When it comes to Chanel handbags, there's an eagerness to pay among wealthy shoppers.
So here's what Jack and I found so fascinating about this situation. The music is ending. The economy is slowing. A recession isn't here, but a lot of people think a recession could be coming.
Yeah, so here's Chanel's defense plan. Go more luxury.
Chanel is doubling down on more costlier, more expensive things. This isn't VIP. This is VVIP, we're thinking.
VVIP.
Throw in an extra V. It's going to cost you more.
There is a new store concept for Chanel that's opening first in Asia. And it is such an exclusive store, you can't just go in there. You have to be invited in advance and show a ticket.
We're not talking about like some roped off section with a bouncer. This is an entirely separate store for elite Chanel customers that you have to get a ticket to.
The entire store you get to roam by yourself. There's 0% chance you'll bump into some common folk in aisle two.
So you want some like rare leather cardigan good clutch? You can only get it at certain of these VVIP stores.
That's right. These products are exclusive to the VVIP section.
So the way Jack and I see it, Chanel is already charging so much for a single bag that they had to add a service on top of that bag just to justify the new high price.
Buying an $11,000 bag feels pretty unjustifiable during an economic recession.
On the other hand, Jack, a bag plus a palatial sales floor all to myself with a personal butler and a caviar lunch included.
$11,000? Sign me up. I'll pay $12,000 for that.
Must be nice. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Chanel?
Exclusivity is ironically limitless.
Yeah, besties. There's another strategy that Chanel could do here. And it's so obvious everyone else is doing it.
They could have done the opposite of what they did.
Yeah, in the face of a recession, just offer lower priced goods to get greater sales.
Focus on all those first time bag buyers who bought a bag during the pandemic for the first time with their new money.
Yeah, focus on affordable luxury, Jack, so people can still indulge even while they're losing money.
Like a recession special kind of thing.
Instead, though, Chanel is creating an even more exclusive tier as the economy is slowing down.
The rich are becoming a little less rich.
Yeah.
So Chanel plans to squeeze even more money out of the extra VVIP rich.
So the way Jack and I see it, exclusivity is ironically limitless. Jack, can you whip up this complete balance takeaway for us?
Kellogg is disowning cereal to focus all its attention on snacks.
Snacks, so hot right now.
For our second story, your social media apps, they're not going to include your friends anymore.
Yeah, because Facebook defined the social feed, TikTok redefined it, and now Facebook's zucking TikTok.
For our third and final story, Chanel, it's opening stores we're not even allowed to go to.
We're not even allowed to talk about it. This pod is going to get shut down. We're going to get sued.
Because exclusivity is ironically limitless.
We're not even allowed to talk about it. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jesse Breffel over in lovely Salt Lake City, Utah.
The term riding shotgun, like dibs on shotgun.
Classic.
It's a car thing, right? It means when you sit next to the driver.
Well, it turns out riding shotgun actually comes from back in the day when stagecoaches were the standard form of transportation.
What is a stagecoach?
It's like a car, but slow and no motor.
Okay, the driver would assign an armed partner to sit next to him or her in the passenger seat.
And their job was to protect the stagecoach from thieves by having a shotgun handy.
Hence, riding shotgun.
Historically, we should point out, the middle seat, never really liked.
even back in the Stagecoach days,
yeah,
people like said dibs, no middle seat.
Yeah, it is. You look fantastic today. And while you're not eating cereal, turn to the person across from you enjoying a snack and say, hey, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet? Sharing this pod with your friends is how we grow best.
If you know, you know.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, happy birthday to bestie Julian Roman over in Darien, Illinois.
And happy birthday to Dahlia Chowdhury in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, and Jack Maxwell McDonald is having a ninja-themed birthday party in Fremont, Michigan.
I had a ninja-themed birthday party when I was a boy.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I did. Oh, my God. I love it. This is fantastic.
I made a bunch of sneak attacks.
And Dave Audio Sonnenfeld, happy birthday down in Austin.
Happy 29th birthday to Shanice in Los Angeles, California.
And Brooke Pillow, happy birthday in Richmond, Virginia.
And a special shout-out to Emma Silverstein, a nurse from Long Island who lives in Manhattan now.
Okay, during the toughest days of the pandemic, Emma showed up at work at her hospital every day, and she was in the cancer part of the hospital.
During the first wave, during the second wave, during Delta, during Omicron, Emma was on the front lines.
Emma, thanks for potting with us.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
So 4 years ago, we sold our company and we joined Robinhood.
A lot of people asked, when did we decide that selling was the right move?
So it was actually in our meeting with the co-founders, that's what sold us.
Vlad and Beju, also former roommates, also met in college, also were hanging out in New York City's East Village after the financial crisis.
And they just figured out how the financial system works.
So Vlad and Beju saw that Wall Street bigwigs, they were getting their fees waived, and they figured out a way to waive commissions for everyone else, too.
So we saw a big, bold vision and decided to join these guys. That's where we spent the last 3 years until now.
It makes sense now that Robinhood would sponsor our newly independent podcast.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, you can get started by going to Robinhood.com/TBOY, choosing a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.